The Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company is coming to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center to kick off their 2012 season on the 7th of June. Founded in 1982 by Bill T. Jones and his late partner Arnie Zane, the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company strives to nurture the art of dance, educate the public, and collaborate with members of the art communities in all genres. It is a great pleasure to welcome Bill T. Jones back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
It's a delight to have you coming back to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. When you decide on a performance that you are bringing and are going to tour, what goes into that decision?
Well, that's a real important question. Knowing your space, knowing your audience, at least what I'm thinking of, it's a very... I think you have a classical audience there. You have a music-loving audience there. You have a very much celebrated space there, home of New York City Ballet for many, many years. We thought, what might be something that would satisfy our ongoing need to develop our repertory, develop our young dancers, and to bring something to your community that maybe might, it would be adventurous. Some things are going to be adventurous about the form of it, but that the music would be maybe the bridge between the two. This program is all live music and all chamber music with acoustic instruments. For instance, we start with a Mozart piece done that I made initially for the Lyon Opera Ballet, and my company is now doing it. A piece that started for me improvising as if I was dancing to the jukebox while listening to Mozart and Dante and an adagio. Recorded it. My brilliant associate director, Janet Wong, codified it. It became a language, no longer Bill T. Jones's quirky improvisation, but it became a language that could then be taught to generations of new dancers. And now you're seeing probably its third or fourth incarnation with live music. Beautiful piece. There'll be a piece, Continuous Replay, which is a world premiere of a new piece of music. Continuous Replay was made by Arnie Zane in 1977-78. He and I did it as a duet, so we're well into the 1980s. Arnie, as you know, passed away in 88. I restaged the work for the company, and now it's a work that is once a teaching work, but it's also a community-building work, since we can invite all sorts of people. They don't have to be strong dancers. They can be people who are able to hold their own on stage. It has a lot of improvisation, but it has a very clear structure. The music traditionally is electronic music. It would be anything. We've used the Reese Chatham's music. We've used the music of John Oswald, the studio whiz from Toronto, who does amazing things with the classical repertoire. Like, imagine Rider Spring sped up 32 times faster, or the last 10 bars of Beethoven symphony looped and played over and over. Well, now there's a brilliant young composer, Jerome Bagan, who is on faculty at Juilliard, who has created something that can be played by 8 classical musicians that is accompanied by a electronic score. The last piece in the program will be Mendelssohn's Octet in E-flat Major, a kind of signature work for the company, which comes from a very difficult time in our history when Arnie had just died. This was a piece that was designed to get us back on our feet. It is, audiences love the work. It's extremely physical. It's very surprising in the combinations of bodies. It has all the physicality and smarts that I love, and yet the music is very, very moving. So I think for your audience, you can bring children, we can bring people who maybe don't like modern art, but they love classical music. That's how we sort of thought about what would be right for your community there in Saratoga.
And you'll also be doing a master class as well at the National Museum of Dance.
Yes, we will be. Mm-hmm. And we have some really expert teachers, and the classes are aimed at sort of semi-professional to professional dancers, and also people who have were in touch with their bodies. I think they could get something out of it. It has elements of yoga in it. It has breath control. There's a lot in the dance classes that sort of teach us how to inhabit space and be expressive in doing so.
When you come in, you want to have that educational element, don't you?
Well, I think we're always, in our country, we're constantly trying to to expand the public's consciousness and the importance of culture. Art. I say art making is participation in the world of ideas. And some of the ideas are in the body. Some of the ideas are literally in the aesthetics. But it is about trying to get people to understand that expressivity and beauty is right there at the tip of their fingers, and that they can participate and they don't have to be intimidated.
Where do you think this label of intimidation came from?
I don't know. I think nobody likes to feel that they're missing something. Nobody wants to feel silly and not understanding how to find a way in. I think that a lot of intimidation comes from just lack of familiarity. And not only familiarity with what's going on there in front of you or what you're hearing, but maybe lack of familiarity with your own taste. Have you done the work? And it is work. What do I like and why do I like it? What is this like? What is this not like? That is all part of the excitement for me in being a cultural participant, learning something about oneself. And I think that people are intimidated because they haven't really had the opportunity to do that work on themselves.
You like to have a pre-show talk. Do you like to explain the work and talk to the audience members?
Do I like to?
Yes. I assume you get something out of it.
I prefer to do a PPD, post-performance discussion, after they've seen something. But I think sometimes presenters feel that the truly committed want to come in and be a little bit more versed before they sit down to experience what we're offering. Both can be wonderful in different ways. They're in different ways wonderful.
Well, the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company is coming to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on the 7th of June. You can find out more information by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Bill T. Jones, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much and look forward to seeing you in Saratoga.
Thank you very much, sir.
The Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company coming to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on June 7th. You can find out more information about the program by going to SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.